reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. If salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
In the first reading, the story of the woman of Zarephath and Elijah brings to my mind the mathematics of God. God's mathematics can be very confusing, but interesting. His modus operandi, his way of action, can be confusing. The prophet was hungry. The widow fed the prophet. And after eating the food, the prophet in turn blesses the widow with abundance of food. You wonder, why didn't God just give Elijah food? Instead, he used the widow to bless Elijah. And then Elijah, in turn, blessed the woman. This is the mathematics of God. Like I said, confusing but interesting and beautiful. This is what we are called to do, to bless others, to bless one another, to bring happiness to one another, to help people, to pull people out of poverty, to pull people out of depression, out of stagnation, to give hope where there is hopelessness. In the gospel, Jesus says you must be light. He desires us to be light and salt. This is what it means to be light and salt to others, to let the light of others shine. Bring out the best in others. Help people to avoid mistakes. Help people to learn the truth. Now, the purpose of being light and salt, helping people to shine, is not that they will now become indebted to us. It's not because we do that so we can control them. No. The purpose is for them, for all glory to be given to God. It's never about us. It is never about gaining praise from people or gaining admiration from people. It's about giving glory to God, like he said in today's gospel. Let your light shine so that your good deeds may glorify your heavenly Father. So whatever we do is not for our own gratification. It is for God's glory to shine. St. Paul in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Let all you do in words and in deed give thanks to Christ through the Father." Give thanks to the Father through Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. We pray that we may continue to be a blessing to others. We may continue to be blessings to one another.